trucking on. And I'm trucking on. Move her on down the line, another town will do me fine. I'm trucking on. I'm trucking on.
Howdy, friends, and welcome to Trucking On. I'm your host, Ward Richmond. I really appreciate you tuning in today, and I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, dear listener, and welcome back to Trucking On. Today's episode is called 10 Different Kinds of Spiritual Awakenings. When I was growing up, if you had said to me something about a spiritual awakening, I would feel like, that sounds cool, but I don't know what the hell you're talking about. They just seemed very elusive to me. And I grew up going to church begrudgingly. I did not like having to put on dress clothes on Sunday mornings, my one day off a week. When I didn't have to do something, I had to go put on pleated khaki slacks and a button-up shirt. If you wonder why I don't like to dress up in commercial real estate, that's why. Because I was forced to every Sunday growing up, and I did not like it. Church itself was pretty boring for me. I would fight sleep while I was sitting in the pew next to my parents. I would write down hip-hop lyrics in the church bulletin and get in trouble for it if I was awake. I enjoyed Sunday school, some great Sunday school teachers. I learned about these spiritual awakenings that they talk about in the Bible, but they seemed like, oh, these happened back then, but this kind of thing doesn't happen anymore. And that's at least kind of my take on it. And that's like Abraham in the Bible, that God comes down and says, go do this and this and this, and he does it. And, you know, there's countless stories like that of God coming down and having connections with all of these different people in the Bible and conversations with them, which obviously would lead to an immediate spiritual awakening if God comes down and has a conversation with you, or blind you like he did Saul, who then changed his name to Paul. He went from arresting Jesus lovers to being the number one Jesus lover because he was spiritually awakened by God himself and blinded, but then he could see. So anyway, all of this sounded pretty cool, but there were zero stories about spiritual awakenings happening in the 1990s when I was going to church with my parents. So I've now been on quite the spiritual journey, as you may or may not know. And I've realized that there are lots of different types of spiritual awakenings that don't necessarily involve God coming down. And I wanted to outline those for you. And here we go. Number one, you can be spiritually awakened by finding faith in God. Like the Hank Williams song, I Saw the Light. And that's not necessarily God coming down and blinding you like he did in the Bible, but it's getting a feeling of comfort. Maybe it is you went to church one day, or you spoke to someone about any type of religion, or maybe you found God on your own, but you just found this faith in God that gave you comfort, and then you changed your wicked ways because of that. He's changed your life, and maybe it was just a decision. I'm going to believe in God from now on. So finding God, finding faith in God, is one type of spiritual awakening. Number two, you encounter such pain in your life, such as a health issue or a near-death experience. Maybe you go broke, you lose everything, you end up homeless, something like that. But so much pain that there's only one thing you can do is turn your life around. And I think sometimes that can cause a spiritual awakening. So there you go. I remember specifically when I was drinking a lot, I was a pretty fat guy. You couldn't really tell because I'm so tall, but I could feel it. And I was the heaviest I'd ever been. I had a big gut from drinking so much alcohol. And it was like just bending over to tie my shoes became really uncomfortable. And I was like, felt like I was sweating all the time. My clothes weren't fitting right. And that alone was like a big kick in the ass for me to get my shit together. And I tried everything, but ultimately it took me quitting drinking to turn that around. And that was some level of a spiritual awakening right there. Number three, you recognize you're an addict. I did a whole episode on the addict energy field, which you can go back and listen to in case you're confused on what an addict is. Yes, it can be drugs and alcohol. Those are the common ones you hear about all the time. Probably more common than that is being an addict, a fear addict. I've talked with a lot of my friends about this, but if you live in a state of fear constantly about doing things, and then that's, you can be an addict. You can be addicted to sex, money, power, relationships, dramatic relationships, especially. They say they're a love addicts. I've never understood that, but I think that might mean like just like a desire addict. Like you are addicted to somebody like loving you so much, like or feeling what you think is love, but it's really just desire, like someone wanting you. And you have to like keep chasing that high of like the early stages of a relationship, you know. That's not really love, by the way. So those are types of addicts you can be. So when you recognize that you're an addict, because if you're living in an addictive, in the addict energy field, as I like to say, you're going to encounter misery. So the way to combat that is the 12-step program. And don't worry, I have a whole nother episode outlined on 10 reasons why everybody should do the 12-step program, not just alcoholics. But I'll get to that in the future. Number four, you realize that you are a selfish asshole or a narcissist or whatever the buzzword is of the day for selfish asshole. I don't think there's a difference. You realize suddenly, and this is how this occurs, by the way, pretty suddenly, that you are actually the bad guy in your story when you thought that you were the good guy. And this has happened to me. And that is a spiritual awakening, my friends. And what happens is you begin to change your wicked ways because nobody wants to be the bad guy. I think the majority of assholes out there actually think they are behaving that way for the greater good. I really do. So that's another type of spiritual awakening. Number five, you recognize that you're playing small. What I mean by that is you're not chasing your dreams. You're ignoring them. You're shutting them down. You're not doing the things that you feel passionate about. You're ignoring your soul, what it's telling you to do. And that's basically living in a state of fear. It's ignoring things like, it's like working a 9-to-5 job when you really want to become an entrepreneur, but you just can't make sense of it because you're scared of losing your salary to go be an entrepreneur. Maybe it's that you create art and you're scared to share it with anybody. I still do this. I don't share my songs that I write these days in the way that I used to. I don't perform as much as I used to. I think there's a degree of that. That is me playing small. or maybe you really want to learn how to play guitar or write a song and you just don't do it and you put it off and you delay it, and then all of a sudden you're 70 years old and that will suck. So if you feel like you are passionate about doing something like that, or maybe starting a podcast. I told someone the other day who was thinking about starting a podcast, and of course it comes across as like, it's easy for me to start a podcast. I've now done like 70 episodes of a podcast, but know that it was me thinking about what this podcast would be and not doing anything about it other than thinking about it in my head for multiple years before I recorded the first episode. And even when I recorded the first episode, I still did not know it was going to be called Truckin' On. I didn't have my list of questions that I was going to ask to people I interviewed. You can go listen to episode one. I called it the Supply Chain Real Estate Podcast, and I didn't have any questions. I was just shooting the shit with my buddy John Pedigo. And anyway, I felt like I had to do a podcast, though, and finally I ripped the Band-Aid off and I did it, but it was not easy. By any means, I'm glad that I did it, but it could have easily gone on for another multiple years. So if you're doing that kind of thing, it's eventually going to drive you crazy. And it might be on your deathbed that you have your spiritual awakening and you're like, oh my God, I should have done all of these things that I wanted to do. And don't let that be the case. I hope for your sake that you're spiritually awakened before that and you get to go do these things that you really want to do. It's so important. I mean, you're only here, as far as I know, this time in this body, living this life. Unless it's some kind of crazy video game, but I don't think it is. Okay. Number six, you realize that you're hanging out with people that drag you down. I've said it before. Craig Powell says another version of this, my podcast guest and good friend, but I always say you see your friends, you see yourself. So sometimes you're hanging out with the wrong crowd. I think we've all done that to an extent. And then you become spiritually awakened to that fact that you're hanging out with lazy people or drunks, drug addicts, assholes, enablers, people that bring drama into your life. And then you wake up and you stop hanging out with them. You can still love these people. You can still say hi to them, but you stop spending the majority of your time with them. This can also be bosses or coworkers, like working at the same job for 20 years and your boss is an asshole. And you sit next to a gossipy coworker who drives you crazy and you complain about all the time. Guess what? Stop working there. Become spiritually awakened. Number seven, you see a divine pattern in your life. And if you really start journaling and you go back and you look at the course of your life, I guarantee you, if you listen to most of my podcast episodes with all my guests, when we talk about their lives, you're going to see that if you're living life somewhat purposefully and intentionally, that things are going to work out most of the time the way they need to work out. And once you realize this and you see that there is a divine pattern, because that's what I believe this to be, then it makes it a lot easier to surrender to the universe and just let it do its work. Eckhart Tolle calls this, I think, like acceptance. And that's when you're doing something you don't necessarily want to do, like the laundry, for instance, but you just be present in doing it and you get through it instead of bitching and complaining about it or worrying about doing something, worrying about money. If you're worrying about money, but you're doing the work and you're going to work and you're creating value for other people, and you're actually taking action to make money, but it might not be showing up. This happens to me quite often because of the way I get paid. It can be really frustrating, but once you see the divine pattern, you know, if you're doing the right things, God is going to come through. When you don't know, but you gotta, that's the whole point of surrendering, letting go, and just live in a state of consciousness and acceptance versus whining and complaining and worrying. So that's the spiritual awakening, is seeing the divine pattern of the past, which will enable you to let go of future events. Let go and let God, as we say in AA. Number 8, you see the life in all of God's creatures. So this is really, talking about non-human life forms on planet Earth. And you really appreciate all of those things. And you might stop killing bugs. I've done this, except for mosquitoes. I will still kill mosquitoes. I don't understand them yet. I think they are, they're from hell. So I assassinate them. If someone can explain to me how not to kill mosquitoes in Texas in the summertime, please let me know. But all other animals, I love. I understand harvesting animals if you're hunting to go eat something. Or I understand that there have to be ranches to harvest food for people to eat. I'm not a vegan. And I understand that. But killing for the sake of killing is what I'm talking about. Or killing a little spider that's in your house that's not bothering you. You know, I've really started being conscious about that. This can also go for plants and trees and like the grass in your yard, water. Like, how much do you leave the faucet running? I used to not think about stuff like that, but now I do. Turning off my lights when I leave the house, not just to save me money on my electric bill, but just to save electricity, you know, and being conscious about everything really and how that we're all connected and it's all part of God's creation, and to respect the life that's running through everything. So that can be a spiritual awakening too. You might start recycling, picking up trash off the ground, all kinds of little things. Number 9, you find compassion for your fellow human beings, and specifically those human beings who drive you fucking crazy, that you don't really like, maybe people you might hate. And but when you become spiritually awakened to find compassion for all human beings, that will change. People will still annoy you and they'll still piss you off. They might scare you. However, once you become spiritually awakened to find this compassion for your fellow humans, I think you'll begin to consciously work on forgiving them, to stop holding grudges, to stop judging other people, to stop shaming them, to stop blaming them, and have compassion for them. Family members can fall into this and drive you crazy. I know people that don't speak to certain members of their family. They hold grudges. Like, you don't understand. Well, I don't. But I know that I have had friends. Go listen to the Matthew Lopez episode of this show and listen to who he's able to forgive. And if he can forgive those people, then I think you can find a way to do the same thing if you become spiritually awakened. And what that will do is bring you peace. And I've found that if I pour love and forgiveness on people that are assholes to me, that eventually they stop being assholes to me. So I view them as toddlers, like my little children when they were 3 years old, and they would do things that they didn't know any better. And I still love them no matter what. And I try to just be kind to them. And I'm not going to go hold grudges against my kids. So that's how I view asshole adults now, is like toddlers. Or maybe like tadpoles. Like, they're just not even evolved yet to be frogs. And sometimes that tadpole is myself, and I have to have compassion for myself and not be too hard on myself. So that's important too. This all goes with being compassionate towards all human beings, yourself included. And I'm not telling you to do this. I'm just telling you, this is a type of spiritual awakening. But when it happens, life becomes so much better. I can tell you that. Number 10. I normally say that telling the truth is so important as my number one point in all my list, but today I saved it for number 10, and that's being spiritually awakened to the fact that the truth will set you free. I've talked about this on this podcast a lot, but when this happens, then you start making it a point to tell the truth about everything, to others and to yourself, and you recognize the value of the truth, and that just will shift your whole world. And it sounds really simple, and if you do that already, congratulations. But I used to not do it, so I became spiritually awakened one day about the importance of telling the truth, and that simplified my life so much, because I don't have any lies out there. I don't have to think about what I'm going to say to somebody. If I have to have an uncomfortable conversation, like if I'm going to be withholding truths. And I mean, obviously I go back to the book, The Four Agreements, and I try to be impeccable with my words. So I don't try to just say whatever's on my mind all the time to people. But when it comes down to speaking the truth versus telling a lie, and you recognize the value of telling the truth, it will set you free. And that's an amazing type of spiritual awakening. And those are my 10 different kinds of spiritual awakenings. I hope you learned something new. Thanks so much for checking out this episode of Truckin' On. If you'd like to support this podcast, you can do so by leaving us a 5-star review and by sharing this episode with your friends. Don't forget to head over to truckinon.com for book recommendations, official Truckin' On merchandise, and you can sign up for my monthly newsletter. Thanks so much for tuning in and truckin' on. All right. I'm gonna tell the truth to you till I break on through to the other side. Living like I'm gonna die is the only time I feel alive. Living like I'm gonna die is the only time I feel alive. And I'm trucking on. I'm trucking on.